Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Hello there, and welcome to this Wednesday edition of Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. I hope you've been with us throughout the week, because if you've been hearing Derek Prince talk about what God's Word will do for you. It's been a great teaching that it really delves into the idea that the Word of God is not like other literature. It's spirit and life, as Jesus said. The words are containers of power, and Derek's teaching us how to embed that power in our life. Now, Derek today is going to be talking about the healing of body, soul, and spirit through the Word of God. It's a topic I can't wait to get into. Listen, if you miss any of this, or if you have missed any of it, get on the website at derekprince.org. You'll find all kinds of resources, and you can listen to shows past, and the future ones, of course, will be on there just as quickly as they air. And a little later in the show, I'm going to be talking to you about a free resource for you, and it really is free. It's for you to change your life with the power of God's Word. Well, listen, this teaching today is so great on the healing of body, soul, and spirit. We want to get right to it. So listen as Derek talks to us about what God's Word will do for you.
Today I'm going to go one step further. I'm going to speak about what God's Word will do for you, not for your inward spiritual nature, but for your physical body. I'm going to show you how, through His Word, God offers us healing and health for our physical body. The first scripture that I'll turn to is in Psalm 107, verses 17 through 20, where the psalmist says this: "Fool, verses, because of their rebellious way, and because of their iniquities, were afflicted. Their soul abhorred all kinds of food, and they drew near to the gates of death." Here we find men in terrible extremity. They're at the gates of death. They can no longer eat. They're wasting away. The doctor has told them that there's no more hope. And it says, the psalmist says, they're there because of their rebellious way and because of their iniquities. We need to take heed to that. Then the psalmist goes on to say in verse 19, "Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble. He saved them out of their distresses. He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions." How does God answer the cry of men in this desperate condition at death's door? It says He sent His word. In other words, it's God's word that becomes the answer to our cry for help. Now it says in that passage that through sending His word, God did three things for the people who cried out to Him. It says He saved them, He healed them, and He delivered them from their destructions. I believe that's God's total provision for human needs, spiritual and physical. To save is to save us from sin, its guilt, its power, its consequences. That's spiritual. To heal is physical. We are healed from sickness. God sends His word, saves us from sin, but also heals us from sickness. The third thing He does through His word, He delivers us. Or some translations use the word rescue. I believe deliverance is not primarily from sin or from sickness, but it's from the very person and power of Satan himself. Salvation is from sin, healing is from sickness, deliverance is from Satan's power. And notice the basic way in which God provides these three things for us: salvation, healing, and deliverance, is through sending His word. Now I'm going to tell you how I proved this in my personal experience. I mentioned earlier this week that I had lain for many months on end as a patient sick in the hospital in North Africa in World War II. Actually, I spent almost exactly 1 year on end in hospital. And when I came out of hospital, it was because I'd received faith and learned how to appropriate God's provision for my physical body. Did you know that in the Bible there's God's medicine bottle and that its results are guaranteed? God Himself stands behind the medicine that's in his bottle. This medicine bottle got me out of hospital, made me well, and thank God has kept me well. And this is God's medicine bottle. Proverbs chapter 4, verses 20 through 22. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your sight. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them, and health to all their body. Notice that last phrase, health to all their body. As I lay there in that hospital bed and read those words, health to all their body or all their flesh, I said to myself, if I rightly understand that, God is promising me health to all my body. And if I have health in all my body, there is no room for sickness, because health and sickness are opposites. Where there's sickness, there isn't health, and where there's health, there isn't sickness. And I came to the conclusion that this is God's medicine bottle. But as I was meditating on this and concluding, well, here's the provision for my need of healing, God actually spoke to me. He didn't speak audibly, but he spoke very clearly to my mind. And he said this, when the doctor gives his patient a bottle of medicine, the instructions for taking it are on the bottle. And if the patient doesn't take it according to the instructions, the doctor offers him no cure. Then he said, God said to me, this is my medicine bottle. The instructions are on the bottle. You'd better read them. So I went back and I read that passage many times over, and I saw that the instructions are on the bottle and that there are four things God requires. First of all, notice that the opening words there are my son. God, our Father, is speaking to each one of us individually as his children. This is not for people who do not know God as Father. This is only for the family of God. In the New Testament, in one place, Jesus called healing the children's bread. It's the bread of the children of God. It's our legitimate right. But it's not offered in the same way to those who do not know God as Father. God says, my son. Now, the directions that are on the bottle are fourfold. First of all, give attention. Give undivided attention. Don't read your Bible with the radio on or the television on or trying to work out your daily menu or plan your office routine. Just hold everything and give undivided attention to what God is saying to you. Secondly, incline your ear. That means bow down your ear. What does it mean to bow down your ear? It's an attitude of humility. You're saying, God, you're the teacher, I'm the pupil, you teach me. So many people approach the Bible with their own preconceived ideas of what God ought to have said, their doctrinal or theological preconceptions or their limitations as to what God is able to do. Consequently, they don't bow down their ear, they never really let God teach them. The third requirement is do not let them depart from your sight. Keep your spiritual sight focused on the promises of God. If we want faith, we've got to focus on the promises of God. Thirdly, it says, keep them in the midst of your heart. And the very next verse of Proverbs says this, watch over your heart with all diligence, for from it flow the springs of life. In other words, what's in your heart will ultimately determine the course of your life. Whether it goes well or whether it goes badly is determined by what's in your heart. But if you can get God's word into your heart, then it'll be life to you and health to all your flesh. And there are two gates through which God's word will come, the ear gate, the eye gate. As you focus ear and eye on the promises and statements of God's word, receive them into your heart, God says, then I'll guarantee the medicine will do its job. It will bring you health in all your body.
What I love about the teaching of Derek Prince is that everything he teaches is something that he's experienced. There's more of this great teaching to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Does it ever seem as though you're walking through a minefield of problems? Relationships, finances, work, health. How can ordinary believers bring God's awesome power to bear in every area of their lives? Find out when you listen to the practical and helpful CD by Derek Prince, His Power in Your Hands. With it, You'll discover how proper stewardship of God's power enables you to turn the tables on your circumstances and become the victor instead of the victim. We want you to have a copy of this special CD, His Power in Your Hands, free and postage paid. Simply give us a call at 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. God has given you the very same authority and power He gave Jesus. His power truly is in your hands. The call and this special CD are both free. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. We're listening to a tremendous teaching called What God's Word Will Do For You, in which Derek Prince is teaching us how to apply the power of God's Word to our lives. And we're learning that God's Word saves, heals, and delivers. Let me be quiet now. Let's cut to the chase as we hear Derek talk about what God's Word will do for you.
I'm going to explain how the Word of God works in our minds in the same way that light does in the natural, physical realm. For the first scripture, I want to turn to Psalm 119, verse 130, where the psalmist says to the Lord, "The entrance of your words gives light. It gives understanding to the simple." Here, the psalmist says that from God's word, we may receive light and understanding. By his alienation from God, man's mind has been darkened. The Word of God, when it gains entrance, is like a piercing ray of light shining into that darkness. It brings light where hitherto darkness has prevailed, and through light there comes understanding. Light shows us the real nature and character of people and things. We can make correct evaluations. When we are in darkness, we really don't know what we're dealing with. We grope. We are aware of certain people or certain things, but we don't know their true nature and character. It's the Word of God that brings light, shows us the real factors in our lives that we have to deal with and how to deal with them. There's an important distinction between understanding or wisdom and education. I was engaged in educational work in East Africa for 5 years, training teachers for African schools. And I used to say, half-jokingly to my students, "You Africans have got rid of your old gods of wood and stone, but you've replaced them with a new god." I said, "Would you like me to tell you his name?" And of course they would nod, and I'd say, "Well, his name is Elimu." That's in the Swahili language. Do you know what Elimu means? Well, it means education. That really was the situation with the African people at that time. They saw that the white man was able to do many things that they were not able to do and achieve results and make life much easier. And they said, "What's the difference between the white man and us?" And they came up generally with the conclusion, "Well, the white man has education, we don't. If we had education, we'd be able to do the same." So they would strive very intensely after education. They'd make tremendous personal sacrifices to achieve education. And I saw that in a certain sense they hadn't correctly evaluated education. They thought it would do everything for them and they were going to be disappointed. So I wrote a little pamphlet which circulated widely at that time in that area entitled, "You Are Striving After Education, But Are You Also Finding Wisdom?" And I pointed out in that pamphlet that there's a big difference between education and wisdom. In fact, I made a rather controversial statement. I said most of the trouble in the world is being caused by educated fools. It's possible to be very educated and yet very foolish. And I drew this analogy for them. I said an educated mind is a fine thing. It's like a sharp knife. It's a wonderful instrument. But that sharp knife may be used for purposes that are either good or evil. One man can take that knife and cut up food for his family. Another man can take the same sharp knife and either kill his neighbor or even kill himself. There's nothing wrong with the knife, it's the use that it's put to. Education is like that, it's like the knife, but it takes wisdom to make the right use of the knife. A former president of the United States, Theodore Roosevelt, once said this. He said, "If a man is a thief, he may steal a railroad car. But if you educate the same man, he'll steal the whole railroad. Well, that's a rather cynical comment, but there's a great deal of truth to it. An educated thief is much more dangerous man than an uneducated thief. What I'm saying to you is that there is no substitute for light. God's word is the only source of light in our minds. Again, my mind goes back to East Africa. I used to challenge my students with this sometimes. I would say to them in the lecture room, now suppose this room were full of darkness. How would we get rid of the darkness? Would we open all the doors and windows and let the wind blow the darkness out? And of course they'd say no. Well, I say, how about sending for all the brooms we can find and sweeping the darkness out? And they would laugh at me. Well, then I'd say to them, how do we get rid of the darkness? And some student would raise his hand and I'd say, yes. And he'd say, switch on the light. I say, quite right. Once you get the light, you don't have any problem with darkness. But nothing else but light will deal with darkness. And likewise, nothing else but the Word of God in our minds will bring true light and illumination, dispel our darkness, and show us what things really are and how to deal with them. Talking about the difference between light and darkness, and also between education and real understanding, I turn now to the words of Paul in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 8 through 11, where he's speaking to believers who've been illuminated by the Word of God. And he says this, "For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light. For the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And find out what pleases the Lord. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them." Paul here says there was a time when your minds were darkened, but when you received the Word of God and let it have its way in your mind, you became light. And as a result, fruit came out of your life. Results, consequences of good. And he says the fruit of the light is on all goodness, righteousness, and truth. Notice that light brings forth good fruit. It changes our lives, and it causes us to do things that are beneficial, that bring benefit not only to ourselves, but to others. On the other hand, Paul also speaks about the fruitless deeds of darkness. Darkness doesn't have any good fruit. Its results and consequences are harmful. Then again, in Philippians chapter 1, verses 9 through 11, Paul speaks about how he's praying for the Christians at Philippi. And he says this, "This is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best, and may be pure and blameless until the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God."
I love the way Derek expresses things. He tells us that the Word of God is like a piercing ray of light shining into that darkness of our lives. Thank God there's more of this great teaching to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Impossible.
Impossible.
Impossible. Does that word echo back at you when you shout at your situation? The Bible says all things are possible to him who believes. Few have known the breadth and depth of faith like Derek Prince. Much more than a vague concept. Faith was the clear, demonstrable way in which he lived every day of his life. And now, in an easy-to-read book based solely on the Scriptures, Derek shares how we, too, can strengthen our faith and overcome any seemingly impossible situation that comes our way. Faith to Live By is a practical book that will help you discover that those things which may seem impossible are very possible. Order your copy of Faith to Live By for only $8.95 when you call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Discover how faith really works and achieve the impossible. Call 800-448-3261 or visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield, and I'm so excited about what Derek Prince is teaching on what God's Word will do for us. I want to get right to it. Listen.
The effect of God's Word in our minds as we expose ourselves to it is that it enables us to abound more and more in knowledge and in depth of insight. We're able to discern what is best. Or another translation says, discern between things that are different. The light exposes those subtle differences which are yet so significant between what seems right and what seems beneficial and what will truly do us good. And again, Paul emphasizes that light brings forth fruit. He speaks about the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ. So there's an increasing sensitivity to what is good and what is the will of God that comes as our minds are illuminated by the Word of God. I think about God's dealings with me in my own life. Nearly 40 years ago, Jesus Christ revealed himself in a personal way to me, came into my heart and life, and wonderfully transformed me. At that time, it happens I was a soldier in the British Army, and like most soldiers, my speech, I'm very sorry to say today, was unclean and blasphemous. The moment Christ came in, that changed. I never used unclean or blasphemous language again. And I thought, that's wonderful, now I'm all right. But that was by no means the end. After a while, as I began to study my Bible, God dealt with other areas of my speech. He showed me that I was guilty of exaggeration. I often said more than was actually true. He showed me that the Scripture says, let your yea be yea and your nay nay. Don't say anything more than what you really mean, for whatever is more comes of evil. So God dealt with exaggeration. I thought, that's wonderful, I'm really making progress. Then God showed me I was critical, that I was guilty of using unkind and critical language. God dealt with that. And I thought, I'm really making wonderful spiritual progress now. But then God showed me that many times I would give utterance to statements which were negative. Instead of being positive and glorifying to God, they tied me down in my own unbelief. Then I gave those up, more or less. But then God showed me the positive. He said, in effect, I've given you a tongue in your mouth to glorify me. And any use of your tongue that does not glorify me is a misuse. So there's a challenge. Light comes. What are we going to do about it? Jesus expresses the challenge very clearly in John 3. This is the judgment, that light is come into the world, and men loved the darkness rather than the light, for their deeds were evil. For everyone who hates the light and does not come to the light does evil, and he is fearful lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who practices the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be manifested as they've been wrought in God. So you have a choice of either hiding away from the light or coming to the light, exposing yourself to the light and truth of the Word of God.
You know, Derek has touched on one of the most powerful themes in Scripture, and that is the idea that God's Word gives us the ability to discern between good and evil. I don't know about you, but in this generation of increasing wickedness, I need the knowledge, I need the discernment to know the difference between good and evil as I confront it in everyday life. And God's Word sensitizes my inner spiritual equipment so I can sense what is good, discern what is evil, help lead my children, my family into righteousness, help make righteous decisions. I'm so thankful. In a sense, it's almost like you're working corrosion, you're shaving corrosion off of the sensors of your heart as you put God's Word into your soul. I really am thankful for this teaching. You know, Derek was one of the fathers of the Charismatic movement, and the early days of the Charismatic movement was known, they were really known in those days for their emphasis on the Word. They sang Scripture song, they memorized the Scriptures. We've moved away from that a bit in our latter years with our emphasis on Christian cool. I don't mean to be too sarcastic there, and I'm hoping we get back to some of that early focus on God's Word and the simplicity of God's Word. Oh, how we need it in our generation. Well, listen, it's been great having you with us. Don't forget to go on the website at derekprince.org, and there's a free resource there for you called His Power in Your Hands. We want you to have it, and you'll also find out information about how to listen to these shows online and also about podcasts and things of that nature. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Great having you with us. Join us tomorrow as the legacy continues.
Take a moment now to order your copy of Derek's book, Faith to Live By, for only $8.95. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. And be sure to ask for your free copy of Derek's insightful CD, His Power in Your Hands. It's our special gift to you for joining us today. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or in Canada, call 888-737-0771. And of course, you can order securely online, anytime, at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at derekprince.org. That's derekprince.org.